Spokane is not exactly a city known for its great ethnic diversity, which is why it was fun this week to visit Gonzaga University to take in some of its annual summer language program. Dr. James Hunter is leading the session in its 19th year. More than 400 refugees and immigrants have come for some or all of the last 3 weeks to improve their English skills.
You have people who've just arrived in Spokane and in the United States who speak nothing. No, not a word of English, up to kids that you would think, why are they even here? They don't sound like foreigners.
Hunter directs the university's Master of Arts in Teaching as a Second Language program. In many Washington communities, people from Latin American nations are most prominent, and it's true that there are many Spanish speakers here this week. But Hunter says the groups most represented come from other parts of the globe.
I think the biggest pre-registration group this year was Marshall Islands, Marshallese. But we've had before, it's been Russian speakers for a long time.
In all, Hunter says people from more than 50 nations are represented. They speak as many as 60 languages. They're guided by about 24 professional teachers and teachers-to-be, students in Gonzaga's graduate programs in education. Tara Parley is one of those. She was in the third grade class. Some of her students were born in the U.S. Others have arrived just within the last month.
Some that are still in their what's called the silent period, where they don't really speak. And then some who are very fluent, they're able to write and read and, you know, very active in the classroom.
That must be really difficult, trying to teach that many different levels of children.
It can be at times, but we have really good teachers who have taught us how to scaffold our teaching and to differentiate our materials. So my lesson that I'm teaching today is on magnets, and so I have different papers, you know, and levels, sentence frames for our students to use. At no matter what level they're at, they can all learn the same material.
Across the hall in the second grade classroom, the students are learning about gravity. Maybe you notice a pattern here. The theme of the lessons is related to science, math, and technology. One of the lead teachers in this second grade class is from Poland. She's here as part of a teacher exchange program with Gonzaga. She helps the students retain what they've learned by leading them in song. When Gonzaga's summer language program began 18 years ago, there were 8 children and 10 teachers. And now, as we mentioned, there are more than 400 students. Hunter would love to see the program grow, but there are potentially limiting factors. One is money. 2/3 of the cost of running this program comes from a state refugee impact grant. Hunter says if for some reason that goes away, so would the summer session. But there's another issue, finding enough teachers who have the requisite experience and credentials to teach students from different cultures. They're also known as English Language Learners, or ELLs.
In this school district, only about 7% of teachers have any training in language and culture. So they have an ELL endorsement or anything else like that. Whereas, you know, the chances of having an ELL in your classroom at some point is virtually guaranteed. So there's a huge gap between what teachers are prepared for and what they actually have to encounter.
Gonzaga student Maggie Deal is in her second year of teaching at the summer session. She says she's much better prepared this time.
This is like a whole nother monster, because we have people from different language backgrounds, different education backgrounds, different ages, different goals, and we're trying to provide a service with like expectations all over the place. So the first day we always do a needs analysis, and we ask them, okay, well, what do you want to practice? What do you want to improve on? What can we do to help you with your life?
For some of the students, it's a chance not only to practice their English, but also to meet new people from outside their immediate social circles. Nikolai is a 16-year-old who came to the U.S. from St. Petersburg, Russia. He says he's made a few new friends.
I met a guy from Ukraine. So we speak Russian, so it was very easy. And also I meet Wellington, and he is also a cool guy. He's from Colombia, and we spoke English between each other, and he's really cool.
You'll note that Nikolai has picked up a little of the English vernacular. That has been a challenge for him.
I knew words, but for example, how's it going? I didn't know what does it mean, and phrases like this, which you use in like every day, and I was confused about it. But right now, I think I don't have this problem.
Aaron Moyer, an English as a second language faculty member at Gonzaga and the Community Colleges of Spokane, says this session is a chance for these new residents to feel a little less isolated in their new homes.
They get a chance to not be the minority for once. They take over the classroom, and they we've done studies, research at the camp, that students produce 3 to 4 times the language that they usually produce in a mainstream classroom. So we really see through that research that they get the chance to express themselves, interact with the teacher and their peers, and really be experts, you know, on their language and their culture.
Though the sheer number of immigrants and refugees to Spokane hasn't been great, the breadth of their diversity has made Spokane a much different place than a generation ago. Inland Journal is Spokane Public Radio's weekly public affairs program. It's heard every Thursday at 5 p.m. here on KSFC. You can hear our full programs or individual segments online at SpokanePublicRadio.org. Go to the Inland Journal page. Thanks for joining us. I'm Doug Nadvornik.